Hey, what's up, Street Talk? This is Eric from the Eric Street Photography Blog. So I just want to share with you just maybe a key to success. So the basic notion is this: share your perspective with others. I think the notion perspective is super interesting because even now as photographers, you know, anyone can make a good photo nowadays, right? What differentiates us as photographers from other people? It's more of like our perspective, speaking metaphorically or quite figuratively, you know, in terms of perspective, like, You see something interesting happen. Where are you standing? Are you crouched? Are you high? Are you left? Are you right? How close are you to the action and so forth? And not only that, but what is your perspective on the world, on life? And it's kind of a combination of your morality, philosophy, ethics, and so forth. So like, I personally find a lot of happiness and joy and optimism in life. And my perspective that I'm trying to share with other people is that being alive is the best thing ever, and we should delight in being alive. And the thing that's nice about having your own opinion and having your own perspective is this: your opinion, your perspective cannot be refuted. Because ultimately, there's no such thing as ultimate truth or knowledge. And everything that we share is our own opinion, it's our own perspective. And I do think that by sharing your own perspective, it augments your feeling of power because you feel more self-aware about what you are and what you believe in. But also, the nice thing is that it encourages other people to share their own perspective. And I do think this is how the human race continues to evolve and push itself forward, is that by having multiple voices, by having a variety, by having diversity, I think this is the only way human race can continue to thrive. So generally, people in society talk a lot about like diversity, and I think diversity is insanely important, right? Is that, like, you know, we all know that purebred dogs generally tend to be weaker and sicker. The more diversity you have in the gene pool, the better, because the weaknesses are offset by the strengths and so forth. And also, I think in any society, a society that allows for more diverse thinking is better. And this is actually one reason, in some ways, I've been kind of appreciating living on the East Coast more so than living on the West Coast, is that, you know, being on the West Coast, obviously, you know, very liberal, quote-unquote open-minded, but kind of not really, is that, like, you know, for example, if you are from Berkeley, right, California, whatever, you're not allowed to be a Donald Trump supporter, right? So if you really were part of a tolerant, open-minded society, I could live in Berkeley, eat my kale salad, and, you know, be wearing a Donald Trump hat. And then people say, oh, you know, Donald Trump's so bad because he's so intolerant of other people. But, you know, once again, maybe in society we should sometimes tolerate intolerance in some sort of things. And I don't know. I don't really think that Donald Trump's a racist or anything like that. But, you know, this is kind of just like another silly political argument that I'm not really going to get into. But the basic notion is this: your perspective is not right or wrong. And I also feel that to argue with people is kind of a little bit pointless, because you're never going to change someone else's mind. However, you could introduce some ideas that tweaks the, like, 10 degrees of their thinking. And even when it comes to, and this is one thing I actually observe about politics, logic, rationality, and clear arguments will not change people's minds. What changes people's mind, or what convinces or influences people, is through emotions, it's through conviction, it's through confidence in what you say. And so, you know, even the saying, fake it till you make it, is, I think, generally tends to be a good one, is whenever you share your perspective with others, You don't need to add caveats, be like, oh, you know, I think this, you know, but like, it's not really necessary. I think it's more important that you're direct, you're forceful, you share your perspective, and you do it however, in a way that's in accordance with your own ethics. So I think when it comes to morality and ethics, Immanuel Kant is, like, pretty good in the sense that, like, you know, treat others like as you would like all of humanity to treat each other, but it's kind of like a tall order. I just kind of like more the notion that everyone has their own perspective, everyone has their own opinion. It's best for us to live in a maximally tolerant society where everyone's allowed to have their opinion, whether right or wrong. As long as people isn't killing each other or people isn't being like ridiculously insanely hateful over each other, then all should be permitted. Now, I still do believe that there needs to be some government intervention between, like, you know, straight up having like, you know, KKK websites on the internet and stuff like that. But still, you know, I don't philosophize too much about like political censorship or whatever, but still, everyone should be allowed to have their own perspective, their own opinion, without risk of censorship. And once again, this is me speaking as like, you know, a California left-leaning liberal. Is, you know, I have heard some things that, like, you know, conservatives or people on the right wing are starting to get more censored. And I think it actually is true, is that you think about all the big tech companies, they're all in California, and I know a lot of my friends who are engineers. Essentially, I don't know anyone in Silicon Valley who's a Trump supporter. So obviously you're going to have a certain bias which discourages diversity of perspectives. And now, and this is just kind of like more philosophical food for thought. In a society, are we allowed to hate? Yes and no. I think we should, you know, we shouldn't be forced to love everything, right? But this is where I think tolerance is interesting. Because, like, I could hate when people, you know, do X, Y, and Z. But, you know, in some ways, you know, assuming they're not like actively hurting other people, I think people should be allowed to have their, at least have a entitlement to their own opinion. And once again, it's good to live in a society where people are not stealing and, you know, pillaging each other or just like being violent towards one another, at least in a physical sense. But still, we should allow for multiple voices and for everyone to share their own perspectives and opinions. And this is where it's really important that you have your own website that's open to everybody to share your own personal opinion without getting filtered. Like, even I realized one of the downsides of having a WordPress.com blog is that, actually, I remember when I was in Vietnam, sometimes I would use some sort of Wi-Fi hotspots, which actually blocked all WordPress.com blogs. Whereas my site, which is WordPress.org hosted, or it's self-hosted, Bluehost.com, 101.com. My website is actually currently hosted by 101.com, and I have it have the WordPress.org as the back end. My website wasn't censored. And even something for you to think about too is that, like, you know, if you're watching this video, I assume you're from the States or the West somewhere. You know, so much of the world actually has social media blocked. Like, you know, China, right? China doesn't have access to YouTube or Google or anything like that. Whereas I do think that they're allowed to see, you know, my website, ericinfodarvi.com or ericinfodarvi.com/blog. So once again, realize that I think for collective human thriving, we should allow for a diversity of thoughts. And ultimately, I encourage you to share your own opinion or perspective. Don't be afraid of getting hated on or critiqued or whatever, because your opinion, your perspective is irrefutable, and I think it has value. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.